WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. If you're traveling to Reagan National Airport today, you'll need to leave a lot of extra time. Traffic was a mess around the airport yesterday because the Reagan National and Crystal City Metro stops are closed through Monday for repairs. Airport officials are asking people to drop passengers off in garages instead of circling around the airport roads. Parking is free in those lots for up to 60 minutes. Metro's offering free shuttle bus service between Pentagon City and Braddock Road with stops at the airport. But yesterday, people also waited in long lines to take those. Metro tweeted an apology last night about the long wait times for shuttles, blaming them on a mix of bad traffic and weather. The Senate race in Florida is still not officially decided, and it may be heading for a recount. Allegations of inappropriate activity have been flying back and forth between the candidates. Meanwhile, it appears the one county where votes were still being counted has a problem with the ballot.
More election experts said it appeared that poor ballot design caused an unusually high number of people to miss the section for the Senate race in Broward County. 24,763 fewer votes were cast for the Senate candidates than were cast for governor in Broward. But poor ballot design is not grounds for holding another election. If someone missed that section of the ballot, they don't get a do-over. Given how heavily Broward County leans towards Democrats and how close the race is between Rick Scott and Bill Nelson, experts said the poor design could have caused the Democrat the race. But across Florida, county officials were told to expect a hand recount next week. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
A raging Southern California wildfire triggers a mandatory evacuation order for the entire beachside city of Malibu. Meanwhile, Mayor Andy Fox, has a message for the residents of Thousand Oaks.
Fire departments are not able to put out wind-driven brush fires. Our best efforts as a community is to evacuate.
Meanwhile, in Northern California, another wildfire is also causing devastation. The city of Paradise was wiped out in less than a day. 9 people were dead. A total of 200,000 Californians have been forced to evacuate their homes because of the fires. And President Donald Trump is threatening to withhold federal payments to California, claiming its forest management is, quote, so poor. Mr. Trump tweeted today that, quote, there is no reason for these massive, deadly, and costly fires in California, unquote. Trump says, quote, billions of dollars are given each year with so many lives lost, all because of gross mismanagement of our forests. Remedy now or no more Fed payments, unquote. In other news, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia is sworn in after a ceremony that drew Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, among others.
G. Zachary Terwilliger's installation follows his Senate confirmation back in August. Previously, he served as a top advisor to Rod Rosenstein, and in his remarks, Terwilliger noted that he also helped shepherd Rosenstein's confirmation through the Senate last year. He drew laughs as he noted that Rosenstein, now a lightning rod for critics of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, was confirmed easily. The Alexandria-based post is considered a prestigious one. The district often handles high-profile terrorism and national security cases. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And in sports, the Wizards fell to the Magic 117-108. The Caps fell to the Blue Jackets 2-1. Traffic and weather next.
The one station you can depend on as the story unfolds.
I'm Maria Lee from the WMAL Election Center.
Extensive team coverage.
I'm John Matthews.
In Silver Spring, Heather Curtis.
Expert analysis.
Chris Quinn.
This doesn't look like a wave to me.
Depend on us when the big stories are breaking.
Governor Larry Hogan has won re-election.
The victor tonight, Congressman Rob Whitman.
Thank you.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Up-to-the-minute results and reaction.
And it tells you everything you need to know.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-423-4557. That's 800-423-4557. 800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Schedule your MRI at Washington Open MRI at 866-MRI-ASAP.
705 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Bill Fonte in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Capitol area, we do have a couple of issues on New Hampshire Avenue southbound, just south of Fox Street. They do have a serious crash. Closed are all lanes southbound, Beltway Outer Loop between the Baltimore Avenue area and I-95. They've cleared the ramp of the crash. You could not go northbound on 95 for a short time. And Pennsylvania Avenue, both directions from Dower House Road over to Old Marlboro Pike. They do have the left lane closed because of some construction there, things starting to back up. I'm Bill Fonte now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny and breezy with a high near 44, right now 45 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis, some WMAL.
Build your dream home with confidence at the Chantilly Log and Timber Home Show this weekend, November 9th through the 11th. Attend free daily educational workshops. Meet with manufacturers and builders and visit the all-new Rustic Marketplace. This weekend only at the Dulles Expo Center. The Log and Timber Home Show.com.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
There's a lot to do this fall in D.C., but you know what there's not a lot of? Convenient parking. Fortunately, you can reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance with Spot Hero. Whether you're catching a game, exploring the district, shopping in Georgetown, or just heading out for some fun, Spot Hero is there for you. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. You can even get $10 off your first park by using promo code FAST on the app. That's $10 off with promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Shingles, why is fall the best season of all?
Beats the shingles out of me.
Come on, get your heads out of your asphalt.
I know, it's not hot and wet like summer or cold and wet like winter.
Now you're getting your shingles together. Fall is the best time to get a new roof, and you know what that means.
We make like a tree and leave. Did she say leave?
Better call Long Roofing now and get a new roof from $99 a month.
We build trust and peace of mind into every Long Roofing roof.
Go to longroofing.com.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services.
Saturdays at 2 on WMAL.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us each Saturday morning in the 7 o'clock hour. He is the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning.
So you spent 90 minutes in the East Room. You asked the president a question at that much ballyhooed press conference, and you managed to come home holding on to your hard pass.
Yes, I certainly did. I know what you're talking about. No, the president held forth for more than an hour, taking questions on every conceivable subject, and rather than using a list of people to call on, he arbitrarily pointed and took questions, some of them coming from some bitter enemy, such as, surprise, Jim Acosta of CNN. When he came to me, I said, two questions, Mr. President. He says, no, one. I have a lot of questions today. Sorry. And he took my question first about whether he would continue to hold news conferences like this in the traditional venue. That was the second question that I snuck in, but he wouldn't go for the bait, and that was whether Sarah Sanders would stay on as press secretary. He praised her to the high hilt, said she's doing a terrific job, singled her out in the audience, and then never answered the question, even though I repeated it. For the rest of the day, we will remember, of course, the confrontation with Jim Acosta. I might add that at the last press conference, which was more than a year ago, he and Acosta had a dust-up then. This time it went a little further when Acosta took issue with the president's definition of the caravan headed for the southern border as an invasion. And he said it's not an invasion. The president said he saw it that way. He also stated his support for immigration so long as it's legal. And then he realized that Acosta was just going to debate him, and he ordered him to surrender the mic. The intern would not get it out of his hands, hence the controversy that came up. And this is something we've been talking about since. I've done a number of interviews about my afternoon when it looked like a session of beat the press in Donald Trump's White House. And it was discussed at a meeting of journalists for the Epoch Times, at which I was the speaker. Everyone knows Acosta. I would love to have his speaking dates right now and the speaking fees that I'm sure come with them. His name recognition has gone up. His brand has been magnified, thanks to the President of the United States. Yes, they pulled the pass. One can argue that his behavior toward the intern was ungentlemanly. I can say to you I've seen some real knockdown dragouts where people have wrestled a microphone from a hostile questioner and threw it to me. This was the format for a press conference by World Bank President Paul Wolfowitz more than 10 years ago. I still remember the details of a female ensign in the Navy grasping the microphone and having a fight. Did the exchange with the president result from him mistreating the intern who had the microphone? One could argue that. One could say, did it go to the extreme? No. I would simply point out that maybe people who speak out and people who use the White House for self-promotion to ask questions should be punished in some ways. I know what that is like. We used to call it being put in Siberia, where the press secretary will completely ignore that reporter. On the other hand, actually pulling a hard pass, that's a little bit extreme. Presidents going way back have always had their antagonists and their verbal pugilists among those of us who cover the White House. David Gregory of NBC used to get under George W. Bush's skin. Bush would simply laugh, come up with a cutting remark, and call him Stretch. Before that, of course, Sam Donaldson and Ronald Reagan jousted many times, the president usually getting the best over Sam. And then going back, Dan Rather and Richard Nixon, their clash becoming extremely serious during Watergate. But White House Press Secretary Ron Ziegler always sitting down with Rather and helping him and other reporters on requests. To find a precedent for the current ostracization of Jim Acosta, one has to go back to Franklin Roosevelt in the late 30s when he so disliked the New York Times correspondent Arthur Kroc. He tried to have him fired or to work with another Times reporter. It never worked, and he had to deal with Kroc for the rest of his presidency. This will not work either. We'll see Jim Acosta.
John, one quick note. The president has given so much access to the media. I mean, that press conference is over 90 minutes. He spent time at the helicopter on Friday on the way to Paris. And one of the things he said to you in the press conference was kind of this damned if you do and damned if you don't when it comes to how much time you spend with the media.
Exactly. Rick, he said in response to my question about whether he will have more news conferences like this that he was already more than accessible to the press, and certainly more so than recent presidents. He takes questions when the helicopter is leaving that we get to see in the news. He takes questions when pool reporters come in and he's entertaining a visiting world leader. And as he said, he's more accessible than any recent president. But he said, some are saying I'm doing too much. Others say because he doesn't have a news conference, he's doing too little. And as he put it, if I struck an accord right in the middle and just did a little of this and a little of that, they'd say I was doing it all wrong. And he basically winked at me with that answer. This is a president who does things his way. It was no coincidence that the song that he and the First Lady led the first dance at the inaugural ball was I Did It My Way. He does.
We will continue our conversation with John Gizzi and Tom Perez, the Democratic National Chairman. What's he got to say? Well, that's next. But first, we're going to check out the very latest on the weather and traffic here on WMAL.
Around the Capital area, we do have a couple of issues on New Hampshire Avenue, southbound, just south of Fox Street. They do have a serious crash. Closed are all lanes southbound, Beltway Outer Loop between the Baltimore Avenue area and I-95. They've cleared the ramp of the crash. You could not go northbound on 95 for a short time. And Pennsylvania Avenue, both directions from Dower House Road over to Old Marlboro Pike. They do have the left lane closed because of some construction there. Things starting to back up. I'm Bill Fonte now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it looks partly cloudy today with a high of 41. Sunshine tomorrow up to 48. Some light rain on Monday with a high of 52. Showers Tuesday, high to 48. And sunshine Wednesday with a high of 36. 41 outside right now. It's about as good as it gets today. We do have some sun peeking through the clouds. And we're at 717 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Nice to have you with us on the Saturday morning update on this holiday weekend. We are talking with John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. The voters have spoken in the midterm elections this past Tuesday, the House of Representatives going Democratic. Everybody's asking the questions, how far will the Democrats go in going after Donald Trump? And you talked with the chair of the DNC, Tom Perez, and I imagine that was an enlightening conversation.
It certainly was. It was Thursday morning, and Tom Perez, Democratic National Chairman, said that the Democrats in Congress would fully support Robert Mueller, and they said his investigation needs to be complete. He also made it clear, as have another group of editorialists, including the husband of White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, that there are serious legal questions about whether he could appoint Matt Whitaker, chief of staff to ousted Attorney General Jeff Sessions, as Sessions' successor at the Department of Justice. Matt Whitaker is someone who has been highly critical of the office of the special prosecutor and Mueller himself. He's done this in interviews, he's done it in writing, and suggested that the budget for the special prosecutor should be cut in order to limit his investigation. With all this, Tom Perez said he should never have been appointed to the job because under the Vacancies Act, the acting attorney general has to be someone who has already been confirmed by the Senate. In 1973, during the Saturday night massacre, Richard Nixon fired the deputy attorney general and then turned to the next person in line as acting attorney general, who could fire the then special prosecutor, Archibald Cox. That was the U.S. Solicitor General, a fellow by the name of Robert Bork. And in Perez's words, he did the wrong thing, but with the right procedure. And again, this is going to be an argument that Perez and company are going to make. And Robert Mueller, somebody who worked under presidents of both parties, has just become a cause celeb for the Democrats, asked their chairman.
Well, one big question on everybody's mind is, are the Democrats going to try and impeach the president and the extent to which they will investigate? Jerry Nadler overheard on a train by a reporter saying he was going to go after him.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Mr. Nadler is someone who I have had some good conversations in trains with, so I fully believe the stories. Look, I suspect that someone at Democratic headquarters has had polls that show the American people do not want an impeachment of Brett Kavanaugh, let alone one of the presidents of the United States. That's why Nancy Pelosi has thrown cold water on the idea. And when I brought this up with Chairman Tom Perez, he wouldn't say the I word, impeachment, but he made his strong pitch in favor of supporting Robert Mueller, that the acting Attorney General Whitaker's appointment is illegal, and he called on Republicans, such as Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, to put teeth in their words. Senator Graham once saying, Jeff Sessions is fired as Attorney General, there would be hell to pay. And he just wants to hear it again from Republican Graham and other Republicans in office. We'll see about that in the long run.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. As always, thank you, John. And you can follow him by simply Googling Gizzi on politics. John, thank you.
Well, thank you. That's my take from the top of the world. And a special greeting today to someone I know who's up and listening, insurance man Joe Rice.
That's nice, John. John runs into people that, you know, he's never met before, but they've heard him on the show. So it's another one of those guys that John met up with, and it looks like it is a good day for golf, after all, for people that were headed out on the golf course, thought it was going to get washed out. It is 7:22. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up, we'll talk with Matt Schlapp, and he's been very active in keeping an eye on things going on in Broward County. He has experience from being on the ground in those crazy vote tabulations after the elections in Florida and Broward County. So we'll talk with Matt Schlapp coming up in the next half hour. Also, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is on the way.
Chris Plant here with A-Action Home Services' straightforward and upfront pricing. You'll know the exact cost before the work begins on plumbing, electrical, and heating repair. This month only, mention WMAL and get $100 off any repair or installation. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
What if you had a chance to win $5,000 just for doing something you do anyway?
I'm going to use my toaster for a chance to win $5,000.
I'm going to use my back scratcher for a chance to win $5,000.
Sound crazy? Well, Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union thinks it's smart. Now through November 30th, simply take advantage of Commonwealth One's already low rates on car loans, personal loans, or their free checking, and you'll be automatically entered to win $5,000 in loan payments or a $5,000 one-year certificate. Imagine having your payment made on your credit card or a loan for 1 year, or getting a $5,000 certificate for college or anything else. What's more, every week, Commonwealth One is holding a $100 giveaway drawing for anyone playing on their money-saving team. Go to cofcu.org/win and get in the game with Commonwealth One. Go to cofcu.org/win for account terms, conditions, and sweepstakes details. Residents of the DMV are eligible for membership, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Renter's Warehouse. So do you suffer from rentophobia? You know, that's the fear of renting your home because you think it'll take too much time. Now there's a cure for rentophobia. It's called Renter's Warehouse. Renter's Warehouse takes property management off your plate so you're free to sit back and relax as someone else does all the heavy lifting. First, they find great tenants. Then, for only $99 a month, their professional landlords manage your property 24/7. They collect the rent. They handle the maintenance requests. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, so if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. With Renter's Warehouse, there's no upfront fees or binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Don't let rentophobia keep you from turning your home into a long-term cash machine. Call 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370, or go to renterswarehouse.com right now and book a free home rental price analysis. See what your home will rent for, because you can't buy happiness, but you can rent it.
Will your children be ready to manage your assets after you're gone? Are there any strings you'd like to attach? Have you considered their spouses in your planning? This is Greg Smith, co-host of the Wise Investor Show on WMAL. We help our clients with these and other financial questions, and we'd be happy to discuss how we can work with you. Give us a call. You'll like what you hear.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
7:25, this is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's nice to have you with us on Veterans Day weekend. And again, to all of our veterans and all those in active duty, we really, really, really appreciate what you do for us. And you can't say it enough. Just the thought of the sacrifice that these families make and, of course, the individuals, it's something not to be taken for granted. Well, being a holiday weekend, you might say, yeah, great, I can catch up on my Snapchat or my Instagram or my Facebook page. Well, headline from Science Daily, social media use increases depression and loneliness. Now, this is a study from the University of Pennsylvania. It's research they did based on experimental data connects from Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram, and here's what they say. They wanted to do a much more comprehensive, rigorous study than has been done in the past. They had 143 participants completing a survey to determine mood and well-being at the study's start. Then they shared shots of their iPhone battery screens to offer a week's worth of baseline social media data. Participants then randomly assigned to a control group, which had users maintain their typical social media behavior, or an experimental group that limited time on Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram to 10 minutes per platform per day. Okay, so they've got like these two groups. They went for 3 weeks. They shared all of the information, and here's what they say. The bottom line, using less social media than you normally would leads to significant decreases in both depression and loneliness. Translating that into English, that means that the more you use social media, the more you are likely to experience depression and loneliness. They say the effects are particularly pronounced for folks who were more depressed when they came into the study. Now, they stress that the findings do not suggest that 18 to 22-year-olds should stop using social media altogether. In fact, they built the study as they did to stay away from what they consider to be an unrealistic goal. The work does, however, speak to the idea that limiting screen time on these apps could not hurt. And this was a study done, Melissa G. Hunt, Associate Director of Clinical Training at the Department of Psychology and the School of Arts and Sciences at the University of Pennsylvania. So maybe not the weekend to catch up on Facebook, Snapchat, or Instagram. 7:28 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
It's the saggy jawline, you guys. It's the jawline and the double chin that give your age away. It is, but not anymore. Larry O'Connor, and I'm introducing the brand-new Genucel jawline treatment with dual peptide and MDL technology. Chamonix's most advanced technology ever. It not only tightens saggy jawlines, but it plumps the lipophilic layers of your skin that contour and define the jawline within minutes. Using peptides and metallactones together for the first time, it works amazingly quick, and the results get better every day. No one else has this technology or the proprietary chemical-free base. So say goodbye to that double chin right now. And here's the best news. It's yours free when you order Genucel for under-eye bags and puffiness. And for results in 12 hours, they're going to throw in Genucel's immediate effects for free. Call 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. Imagine that double chin disappearing in about a week with Genucel jawline treatment. 100% guaranteed or your money back. 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Your health is the most important thing that you have. This is Mary Walter, and I recently tried the Mauer Organic Trim Bar. This non-GMO, gluten-free, high-fiber, low-sodium, and low-carb bar is delicious. And with flavors like peanut crunch, chocolate brownie, it's hard to believe that they can also help you lose weight with clinically proven organic fat burners. Order at mauersportsnutrition.com and enter Mary20 at checkout for 20% off your order. That's M-A-U-E-R sportsnutrition.com, Mary20 at checkout.
Coming up on the Saturday Morning Update, we will talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We'll talk about the caravan, election security. Jeff Sessions is out. Matt Whitaker is in as the interim AG. What does that mean for us? We'll ask Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer those questions. And Florida vote count up in the air again in Broward County. litigation, lawyers, and a lot of questions. We'll talk to Matt Schlapp about that all on the way on the Saturday Morning Update.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Your first place Redskins play here. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. If you're flying out of Reagan National today, leave a lot earlier than you usually would. The Reagan National Metro stop is closed all weekend for repair work. The nearby Crystal City Metro station's also closed. Yesterday, the closures caused terrible gridlock around the airport. Airport officials say if you're dropping someone off or picking someone up, wait for that person in a garage. Parking is free for up to an hour. Metro's offering free shuttle bus service between Pentagon City and Braddock Road with stops at the airport, but those weren't getting people to the airport any quicker either yesterday. Metro said delays on the shuttle buses last night were due to heavy traffic and bad weather. President Donald Trump's in Paris to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. His trip includes a dinner with French President Emmanuel Macron.
Trade is likely to be fairly high on that agenda. As I say, it is not something that has gone down well with Europe, and it is something that remains of huge concern here to the French president. They will also talk about Iran. That's another area of huge disagreement.
Correspondent Melissa Bell. The campfire burning in Northern California has grown to 90,000 acres and claimed at least 9 lives. This man says the fire moved quickly.
Everything was ignited. By the time I got out of my house, it was like everything was on fire.
CAL FIRE says at this point more than 6,000 structures have been destroyed. And in sports, the Wizards fell to the Magic 117-108. The Wizards take on the Heat tonight at 8, and the Caps fell to the Blue Jackets 2-1. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Just in time for holiday gift buying, the Northern Virginia Christmas Market returns to the Dulles Expo Center this weekend. Over 200 exhibitors will feature the best American-made crafts, jewelry, fresh holiday decorations, one-of-a-kind Christmas gifts, apparel, tasty treats, and much, much more. Find that special gift for yourself or a loved one this weekend at the 25th Annual Northern Virginia Christmas Market, Friday and Saturday 10 to 6, Sunday 10 to 5 at the Dulles Expo Center. For $1 off admission, bring a canned food donation for the Capital Area Community Food Bank.
Home is truly a special thing, which is why I love to hear the stories from actual families that my friends, the real estate superstars Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams, have helped. Recently, I spoke to their satisfied client, Pat DeSarno. Debbie and Sarah recently sold your home, and you found out that Debbie truly does have the buyers. When in the process did they sell your home?
We were looking for the best, most professional people we could find to help us sell our home, and that was the Reynolds team. Before our home ever hit the market, it was sold.
Wow, did you end up getting the price you wanted?
We did get the price we wanted. In fact, we got $10,000 more than our asking price.
So the home was sold before it hit the market for $10,000 above the asking price. What would you say to those that need to sell their home?
Call the Reynolds team, no question. They have a very proven marketing plan that works with their vast buyers out there. I would recommend them to my friends and family wholeheartedly.
If you want results like Pat DeSarno and hundreds of others, give Debbie and Sarah a call at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It's 7:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630. Traffic and weather. Here's Bill Fonte in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Looking at capital area traffic, we do have a couple of serious issues on southbound on New Hampshire Avenue between Fox Street and Metzelrot Road. That roadway is closed because of a serious accident there. On 301 northbound, that's closed at Fairhaven Avenue because of an earlier crash. A police investigation continues through that area. Southbound 301 is open. On the Beltway, as you head on the outer loop near River Road, reports of debris in the roadway, so use some caution as you head through there. And keep an eye out on the roads for that debris. I'm Bill Fonte now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny and breezy with a high in the mid-40s. Right now, 35 in Damascus, 44 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs...
We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said, when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate. But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/WMAL and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/WMAL.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Shows here on WMAL for the past 15 years. And recently, I've heard a lot of ads from other realtors guaranteeing to sell your home, or they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, or make up the difference, or something like that. The big question I have is, why would you hire somebody who would just sell your home for what's acceptable? Don't you want exceptional? That's what we do at Long & Foster. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com, and every Sunday morning you'll find me here at 8 a.m. on WMAL.
Wow, that is some nervous type music there, isn't it? That sets the tone for this half hour of the Saturday morning update. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the Vice President for Operations at the London Center for Policy Research and a regular every Saturday morning at 7:35. Tony, good to have you with us.
Hey, morning, Rick. I think we ought to have Ride of the Valkyries from Apocalypse Now playing as we come into this. You know, that'd be a better, I think, opening. just saying.
Well, especially in Broward County. And, yeah. You know, one of the top topics of the weekend is what's going on in vote counts. And yeah. Before we get to Broward County, you were involved, obviously, in planning for election security. And a lot of the concern was, would there be the potential for foreign intrusions or attempt at foreign intrusions, and as the elections have wrapped up, at least in most states, what did you hear in terms of, were there attempts by Chinese, Russians, or anybody else, North Koreans, or whoever?
There was a great deal of interest, Rick, I think, in finding a way to gain access to the data streams via the internet, via weaknesses which there was a perception. And the good news is, I think most of the foreign adversaries that were interested were very disappointed. I mean, the very diversity of our system makes it very difficult for them to pinpoint what I would term centers of gravity. So our diversity is a very big benefit there. With that said, and they're not going to stop when we don't have paper ballots. And boy, this is going to, you know, it sound weird in a way, but the paper ballot thing is very important to the process of being able to essentially account for voting. What you cannot account for in any system is internal fraud. And what appears to be going on in Broward County is somehow the paper ballots are essentially being manufactured out of whole cloth. That is to say that they're actually, someone is trying to take advantage of the very premise of having a paper trail. So, Rick, no matter how well you design a system to account for one person, one vote, if you have corrupt officials above that, they become a national security risk. And I think you see what we see playing out in Broward now, where, you know, it appears to me, based on everything I'm reading, you have corrupt officials just not willing to follow the law.
Okay, I'm kind of naive on this, but yeah. I've seen images of these, you know, almost file box type looking boxes of ballots.
Yeah. Right.
And are there times when there's nobody in the room with those ballots and somebody could slip in there and just take a couple hundred of them and vamoose with them? Or am I just being really naive?
No, when you're talking about the massive scale in a place like Broward, I mean, the complaint is there were 600,000 votes. That's a lot of paper, Rick. So, you know, the when you have that level of mass, you have a very large access point for potential fraud. So it's just so much paper, so many people. If you're of a mind to manipulate something, you can find ways, especially if you're, you know, you have people in charge of the system who are willing to allow that. So this is why you should never have things like that left alone. You should have people from both parties, and that's what you're supposed to do, is have people from members of both parties overseeing the process. And here's a hint, you know, the moment that you have a commissioner not willing to let people into the counting room, when the law says that, that's a big clue that there may be fraud going on.
Well, I read this from the Miami Herald earlier this morning, and as they describe the Broward office, they say, Broward's beleaguered elections office, which has a history of missteps and has been the subject of constant controversy in recent years involving prematurely destroyed ballots and published vote tallies. And that's coming out of the Miami Herald.
So, to that point, again, you've had an individual or a group of individuals with a record of less than stellar performance. They've tried to explain away their performance as incompetence, as just too tough. But I'm sorry, you know, after a certain point, you see a pattern emerging, and I think that's what we've seen here. So, the bottom line is, the election system is only as good as the people you put in charge of it. Obviously, I and others are going to be advising members of Congress and local jurisdictions all across the country regarding best practices. But, Rick, those best practices, you know, if you put people in charge who are corrupt, it may not work, and that's what we're seeing right now.
All right, I want to turn to another head-scratcher, and those were the comments of the French President Emmanuel Macron. Now, as President Trump is preparing to head to France for the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, in which, what, over 100,000 Americans gave their lives in that war.
Right.
And part of that war was to protect France. And Macron comes out and says that that Europe should be prepared to protect against the U.S., Russia, and China. What is going on there?
He threw Canada in there, too. And boy, those Canadians, you know, they've got a record for being very aggressive there, Rick, you know. So, no, this is completely insane. The Europeans, I guess this is like Europe first or something now, kind of a push to the president, but it's insane. What they've been trying to drive for is they want the European Union, the EU, to have its own army under all the politicians. And I was joking with one of the congressmen I work with a while back. It's like, no offense, congressman, I just don't think people like you should have your own army. But that's what they want to do, is they're trying now to find a way to get the British to pay for essentially this EU army before the British leave the European Union through Brexit. There's really no purpose here. It's all about essentially this really obtuse concept that, hey, you know, we want to develop our own identity. To do that, we have to have our own military. And, we at this time are trying right now to work with our government. I've talked to Ambassador Rick Grenell and others in the State Department about how we can work to strengthen NATO to make essentially a NATO 2.0. So it's actually a warfighting organization, not a boys club. And comments like that from Mr. Macron are just not helpful at this point in time.
Well, I could understand it if he said, you know, we're going to prepare armies to protect ourselves, you know, and not rely on the U.S. or without the U.S. involvement. But when you're protecting against the U.S., I mean, I just don't see us declaring war on France anytime soon.
No, maybe French fashion, but not France itself.
All right. Another hot topic of the weekend is over at the Department of Justice. I mean, the whole Democratic base went nuts when Jeff Sessions was let go, and I don't think that was a surprise that Jeff Sessions would be leaving after the election, maybe not, you know, 2 hours after the election, but still, not a big surprise.
Yeah.
But Matt Whitaker comes in, and nobody is happy with Matt Whitaker in the Democratic leadership. Tell us what you know about him and what the expectations are as President Trump has put him in as the interim AG.
Well, he meets the requirement of the Vacancies Act, Rick. You know, I've seen all this legal, discussion about is it legal or not. Well, he apparently was the requirement to be appointed to that position is you must serve in the Department of Justice for at least 90 days in some official capacity. So he meets that requirement. So basically, it's a legal appointment. Whitaker is a prosecutor who's got a deep background and going and working big cases. He is, I think, completely qualified to take over the oversight of both the department and the Russia Mueller investigation. And there's really absolutely no legal basis for his recusal or limitation of what he does. I think that he's made some comments about how he felt that the Mueller probe was kind of overly broad without clear objectives. And I think that's what worries the left, that he may well, you know, put some limitations on what Mueller can and cannot do. With that said, you know, Rosenstein is still there. There's still going to be some internal issues there. But, you know, I think there's nothing legally wrong with the appointment. And more importantly, I think long-term, Rick, I would look for some more personnel changes from the White House sometime, you know, over the next couple of months.
Well, this brings up kind of a social issue as well as political issue, and that is he's been criticized for things that he has said as a pundit. And if you start evaluating everybody on the planet that could possibly be appointed to a government job, and you take every word they've ever said, either on television or in a social media post, you're not going to be filling many vacancies in the decade ahead.
Well, this is where I think you're going to see a on our side, on the conservative side, you're going to have people very highly critical of that sort of thing, and the other side, you're going to say nothing to see here. So, no, you're right. It's got to be one of those things where, if you're a pundit, if you're out saying things, that's your job. And I faced this as a reserve officer back when I was still in uniform. You know, I actually was called in from, you know, by folks, got very nasty phone calls for things I said on the air as a think tank person versus what the Army or people in White House thought I should be saying. So, you know, there needs to be an acceptance of the fact that, you know, one person's civilian role should not influence what they do or say as a member of the government. So, it's one of those things that's going to have to be worked through. But again, if you think the Kavanaugh confirmation was bad, I think that, you know, whatever happens in the future, there may be very big fights over every minutia point for confirmation in the future.
Well, and looking forward to the next 2 years of a Democratic Congress with committees led by people like Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff. OMG. I want to turn to Mike Pompeo and the Defense Secretary James Mattis in security meetings with China. And the president is preparing to meet with President Xi in the not too distant future. What do you envision as their agenda? What are they talking about?
Well, China has been obviously involved in a lot of issues that we're concerned about. Their military doctrine has indicated that their intention is to essentially establish a ownership role of the Pacific Rim as a real objective. And obviously it's been a conflict with our interests and our allies' interests and agreements. So I think that's going to be something they address. Plus, there's still the issue of North Korea. What becomes of North Korea? There's a number of sensitive of negotiations going on regarding their nuclear program. And I think in general, you know, they're going to be looking at how do we deal with them, since they've actually run military exercise with the Russians recently. So these are all the things I think it'll be on the table. And it may well be an uncomfortable discussion between, you know, Secretary Mattis and Secretary Pompeo and their leadership. But I think it's one that's necessary to kind of redefine our relationship with them.
And I've got about a minute left. What happens with the new Congress coming in? What happens to investigations? In other words, we've seen Devin Nunes' committee, and you know, they've been trying for 2 years now to get to the bottom of what was going on with the FBI and the dossier and the Clinton investigation. What happens now?
Well, I think, you know, we have the potential of seeing everything to be hyper-politicized, unfortunately. I mean, I've heard from credible staff that they want to cut Devin Nunes' professional staff on the Intelligence Committee in half to limit his ability to do his job. And the potential is, if Nancy Pelosi allows her caucus to do this, when they get into these leadership roles, it could be a constant battle for essentially information and investigations. Now, just for the record, you know, I think it's very clear at this point there was no collusion between President Trump and the Russians, that there are issues regarding Fusion GPS and the collusion of the Clinton campaign of Fusion GPS and Steele and Russia. But, you know, I don't think we're going to get any closer to the truth if the Democrats decide they just want to be essentially a troublesome investigative body to go and cause problems for the administration. So we'll see.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, much appreciated, London Center for Policy Research. Tony, have a great holiday weekend, and thank you for your service on this Veterans Day weekend.
Rick, always great to be on with you, and thank you. I had a great 30 and a half years.
Wow, wonderful. 7:49, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up next, we will talk with Matt Schlapp. We'll get the latest as he is all over the Florida vote discrepancies. But first off, a check of the traffic and weather on WMAL.
Looking at capital area traffic, still dealing with a few incidents that have roadways closed. On New Hampshire Avenue southbound, that's closed between Fox Street and Metzelrot Road because of a serious crash there. Police are saying they're going to be there for a while with an investigation. Also, the police investigation continues on Route 301 northbound at Fairhaven Avenue. That was an overturned vehicle from earlier, and the police continuing their investigation into that crash. And on Pennsylvania Avenue, as you head north and southbound from Dower House Road to Old Marlboro Pike, they do have the left lane closed in each direction. I'm Bill Fonte now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks partly cloudy today with a high of 41. Chilly tonight down to 29. For tomorrow, sunshine, high 48. And on Monday, look for light rain with a high of 52. Showers on Tuesday, high 48. And sunshine Wednesday up to 36. Right now in Washington, we're looking at 41, and we're not going to do much better this afternoon. 7:51 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. It is great to have you with us, and it's great to be joined by Matt Schlapp. He is the chairman of the American Conservative Union. And Matt, some crazy things going on down in Florida this weekend. Wanted to ask you about Broward County, and for people that haven't been following this, the severity of the vote count and what's going on in Broward County.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of these things that happens in elections that just really is discouraging, because both DeSantis, the Republican nominee for governor who won that race, and Rick Scott, who's running for the Senate, won his race. And then they start finding ballots, and they find baskets and bags of ballots. And under Florida law, you're supposed to report to the state within 30 minutes of when the polls close how many ballots are still to be counted. And what we have in Broward County and in Palm Beach is election officials that won't tell us the number of ballots they're actually counting. And as they keep counting, the lead for the two Republicans continues to be reduced. They're not letting the cameras in. There doesn't seem to be transparency. Republicans are mad, but you know who else is mad, Rick? It's just members of the media who believe that they have a right to watch what's happening to make sure there's no shenanigans.
Well, this is not the first year there's been a vote tally in which the supervisor of elections in Broward County has come under national scrutiny. Brenda Snipes is no stranger to controversy in Broward County, and she seems to be stalling and doesn't seem to have a handle on any of this.
Well, she either doesn't have a handle or she knows exactly what she's doing. She's acted in the past and been reprimanded for not having the proper chain of custody on ballots. And she's doing the same thing again. One of the things she did that's particularly egregious in this election is she took ballots that are not certified to be lawful, and she put them in to the count, and she didn't keep them segregated. So, you know, there are people that will go and vote, and they're not on the voting rolls. And oftentimes the officials there will let the person vote. But when they're reported, they're supposed to be kept aside, and then you have a canvassing board that determines whether or not they are to be counted. Well, she just started counting them, and she's done a terrible job of letting the voters know how she has handled these different categories of ballots. The good news for the both Republican candidates is that no matter what shenanigans they seem to pull, and we will do a hand recount of the Senate race, I think it's almost certain, the gap for Rick Scott, his lead, is large enough where it would make history if it would actually change in a hand recount. So we should win this race, but going through all of this drama is not helpful to anyone.
And how does each party actually verify that every vote is legitimate in a recount?
Well, you know, I was a part of the Florida recount in the 2000 presidential campaign. I spent 36 days down there in Florida. And the most basic way you guarantee that ballots are treated, that legal ballots are counted, is to have a Republican official and a Democratic official involved in that decision. And they get to observe, and it's either a canvassing board made up of Republicans and Democrats, or in some cases it's the county commission, which is usually made up of both Republicans and Democrats, you know, political leaders that will make the determination as to whether or not a ballot counts. When a race is really close, Rick, as that Gore versus Bush race was. I remember one county, I was in Volusia County, and we went through the ballots, I believe, at least three times. And I remember one ballot in particular, it was counted three different ways in each one of those canvassings. So there's a high degree of subjectivity when races get this close. And it seems like the goal of this election commissioner in Broward was to do everything she could to get that, to get the race to be tighter so that these subjective elements can enter in and her party can win the race. And it's really just appalling.
Amazing. Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union. Matt, thanks for being with us.
Anytime, Rick. Have a great day.
You too. 7:55 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Surviving the Computer Age, How to Save Your Neck and Shoulders on Wednesday, November 28th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
We're here with the famous Madam M to talk about the big $5,000 giveaway from Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union.
I'm beginning to see something in my crystal ball.
Now through November 30th, simply take advantage of Commonwealth One's already low rates on car loans, personal loans, or their free checking.
I see someone dancing and waving money in the air.
And you'll automatically qualify to win $5,000 in loan payments or a $5,000 one-year certificate.
But wait, there's lots more people laughing and waving money.
That's because every week, Commonwealth One is also holding a $100 giveaway drawing for anyone playing on their money-saving team. Madam, your crystal ball, it's gone dark.
Oh, I turned it off, darling. I saw myself opening an account at Commonwealth One.
Go to cofcu.org/win and get in the game with Commonwealth One. Go to cofcu.org/win for account terms, conditions, and sweepstakes details. Residents of the DMV are eligible for membership. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Into the end zone! For a Redskins touchdown!
The Skins trek to Tampa to take on the Buccaneers.
Going over the middle of the end zone, it is caught! Jordan Reed!
Pre-game coverage starts Sunday at noon on WMAL.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
There's a lot to do this fall in D.C., but you know what there's not a lot of? Convenient parking. Fortunately, you can reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance with Spot Hero. Whether you're catching a game, exploring the district, shopping in Georgetown, or just heading out for some fun, Spot Hero is there for you. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. You can even get $10 off your first park by using promo code FAST on the app. That's $10 off with promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Chris Plant here with A-Action Home Services. Straightforward and upfront pricing. You'll know the exact cost before the work begins on plumbing, electrical, and heating repairs. This month only, mention WMAL and get $100 off any repair or installation. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Thank you very much for being with us. Garden Sense is next. And once again, have a very happy Veterans Day weekend and a big thanks to all our veterans and all those in active duty military service. It's very much appreciated.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Your first place Redskins play here. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.